Months into the pandemic, many people who lost their jobs say they're desperate and still haven't received unemployment benefits. And as many Work One reemployment offices reopen by appointment this week, staff fear they'll be caught in the middle between people who need help and the Indiana Department of Workforce Development. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Justin Hicks reports that's because many people don't know that Work One offices don't handle unemployment insurance.
On March 23rd, just hours before Governor Eric Holcomb announced the closure of non-essential businesses, the South Bend Police Department received this 911 call. It's from a staff member at a local Work One office.
St. Joseph County Communications, may I help you?
We have people that are here that will not leave because of the coronavirus. You're panicking.
Okay, how many people are there?
There's like 14 people that won't leave.
In a public board meeting, Greg Vollmer, director of the Northern Indiana Workforce Board, told members that even before the announcement, people rushed to the office to be first in line for unemployment benefits.
And they came in, they just panicked, and we had a crush of people. It was really, really kind of frightening and very difficult to deal with.
He says the experience underscores a big problem. Many Hoosiers think Work One offices handle unemployment insurance when they don't. The result is that Workforce Board directors say they feel caught in the middle. They know most of the questions in coming days will be related to unemployment claim issues that Work One simply can't fix. To solve it, several say they would either like to be allowed to help with unemployment or UI claims, or if not, for the state to be clear that they can't.
The public probably believes we do UI. And if they're having trouble with Indianapolis to get resolution, they can come see us to get those things taken care of. We can't do that.
Vollmer says he'll be worried about the safety of in-person appointments until people who have waited weeks for unemployment have been helped. The Department of Workforce Development estimates that over 10% of people who apply for benefits are waiting at least 3 weeks to get payments.
Our fear is that the bubble of people that haven't been served yet is enormous. As soon as that office is open, they're going to want to come in and get assistance and get help on that. So that figures into your timing when you can safely open an office.
So many Work One offices across the state are preparing firewalls against the onslaught of frustration they expect to see. Some are hiring armed guards. Other, like the Indianapolis Workforce Board, have given staff de-escalation training. Mike Rowe, director of Work One's in the Muncie area, says they're reinstalling panic buttons after taking them out at the end of the Great Recession.
They were removed because there were no issues, and the fact that the unemployment insurance system oversight were transferred to the Indiana Department of Workforce Development.
Mike Barnes, chief workforce officer at DWD, says when the transfer happened over a decade ago, there was very little fanfare. So the legacy of being the unemployment office stuck to Work One's. And we're still dealing with the confusion today.
It was done in a quieter way than way we would approach it today. You know, it is in people's lexicon of the unemployment office. And so people expect that they could go there and do that, despite the fact that it hasn't been there for quite some time.
Rose says it's been a failure in DWD's communication to the public.
I'm going to venture a guess that there are numerous officials in the governor's administration that doesn't realize that the regional workforce development boards are not state agencies.
What Work Ones can do is offer reemployment services like career counseling sessions, job fairs, or getting skills for a new job. And most staff will try to offer general guidance on unemployment, and some offices even have direct phone lines to DWD. So with those tools, Marie McIntosh, Chief Operations Officer of Employee Indy, says despite the safety concerns, they'll continue to serve the public as safely as they can.
We work hard to sort of set aside those momentary frustrations or fears or whatever our staff may be experiencing, acknowledge that those are real, and then try to focus everyone back on the mission at hand, which is to make sure we help all the people out there who are struggling to figure out what they want to do next in their career and their livelihoods.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Justin Hicks.